This goes to Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F, like Frank, and like November, E-Y. Fax 989-607-6875. Regarding Linda Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N. Date of birth 7/10/1947. Dear Dr. Gaffney, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Johnston with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, recent hyperkalemia, hypertension, COPD, history of right nephrectomy, and systemic lupus. Her last visit was March 27th of this year. Since that time, she's been hospitalized twice, once in July with respiratory failure and again in August. And in August, her creatinine levels were increased. The highest level I see is 2.72 August 17 with estimated GFR of 18. But she had very high potassium levels also. August 16th, 7.2 was the highest. And then several hours later, it dropped to 6.9, then 6.2. August 17th, 6.2, also 6.8 in the afternoon. And she was anemic with a hemoglobin of 7.5 August 17th. She states that she's feeling better currently. We have a recent, several recent lab studies. August 23rd, her creatinine had improved significantly. It was 1.27 with estimated GFR of 44, and potassium was 3.6. With that lab draw, and hemoglobin was up to 9.8. The next lab draw was done August 31st, and creatinine had increased to 1.64, estimated GFR 32, but potassium level was 6.8. She was phoned by both her primary care doctor, Dr. Gaffney, and by this office, and was told to get a stat repeat potassium level. She was up north since this was over the Labor Day holiday, and she was reluctant to come back, but after she got several phone calls, she did come back and have the level rechecked, and also was following a low-potassium diet at our request at that time. And the repeat potassium level was done 9/6/2023, and that was 5.1, so that it improved significantly with a few days, but it had been extremely high in the hospital also for no known reason. We did a check of iron studies too due to the anemia. The hemoglobin was still 9.6. Iron saturation is low at 12. Iron level was 37, and ferritin is 82. The patient has been trying to follow her low-potassium diet, and she did request more information about foods that should be avoided. She's feeling better, breathing much better, and several pain medicines were discontinued. The morphine was thought to have been a problem with the respiratory failure, but she's still on Norco 5-325 three times a day as needed. And that is effective for her. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. She's still having chronic diarrhea, and she was started on a new med, COLESTIPOL. And when she takes that, it does help stop the diarrhea. Imodium was not helping, she reports, but the other new medicine is helping. And she's also been started on doxycycline for some crackles in her lungs that were noted at her primary care provider's office recently. no current edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the calcitriol 0.25 microgram daily, Norvasc 10 milligram daily, prednisone is 5 milligram daily, Norco was, as previously stated, and also carvedilol 25 milligram twice a day. Hydralazine is 25 milligram every 6 hours as needed for blood pressure greater than 100 systolic. She's not been needing that. And also, she's on lisinopril 2.5 milligram daily, which could be exacerbating the hyperkalemia also. Physical exam, her weight is 155 pounds. That's an 8-pound decrease over the last 6 months. Pulse is 77 and blood pressure left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 120 over 64. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs have inspiratory crackles in bilateral bases. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And the most recent labs were previously described with a creatinine level of 1.64 and a potassium of 5.1. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with recent severe hyperkalemia. It has improved with low potassium diet, but she's on a very low dose of lisinopril, so we're going to stop that at this time. She will monitor blood pressure at home, and she will use the hydralazine if needed. We will continue to have lab studies done every 1 to 3 months. I'd like her to repeat all of our labs in 1 month in October also, and she should follow a low potassium, low salt diet. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. This is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.